Welcome again. It's Domain Day from CheapWineFinder.com. And we're talking about another wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website like we always do and have been doing since, I think, 2008. It's a long, long time. It's a long road. And we've been drinking lots of wine, and actually wine's gotten better. And what we have today is another wine I picked up at Costco, though it isn't a Costco wine per se. It's the Dona Paula Estate Blue Edition Velvet Red Blend 2021. Nice long name. It's from Dona Paula Estate Wines. They specialize in Malbec wines, but this isn't only a Malbec wine. The blend in this is 60% Malbec, 30% Pinot Noir, and 10% Bernarda. And Bernarda is a weird grape. It's only Bernarda in Argentina. There's a Bernarda grape in Italy. They ain't the same grape. This is a misnamed obscure grape from France. Though in Argentina, it's doing really, really well. Just like Malbec does really, really well in Argentina, and it wasn't doing very good in Bordeaux in France. So Argentina has some good things going for it. And this is about 3,500 feet up in the foothills of the Alps in Argentina, inside Mendoza, Cayo Lujan or whatever. It's a sub-AVA single vineyard wine, and it sells at Costco for $10.99. Though other places, I looked on the web, and it's usually between $14 and $20 elsewhere. So this is a an interesting wine. James Suckling, who is the leading wine reviewer, gave this wine 92 points, which is very interesting, because sometimes you see like a $60 Napa red or something that gets 93 points, and you see these $11 Argentinian wines get 92, and like, what's that all about? I mean, are we talking apples and oranges, or is $11 wine really that good? Here's a hint, it's really that good. I'm gonna have a sip and we're gonna talk about it. This one's a little different, not a lot different. The Velvet Red blend name, oh, they weren't fooling. It's nice and silky on the palate. This is a dark, brooding wine. I mean, my thoughts are that this would be a really, really good wine. Like, you have a fire pit outside in September, you know, it gets a little cooler at night, you got a jacket on, and you're sipping a nice wine. This would be great for that. It's a perfect, cool evening wine, winter wine. You know, even though you drink wine in the summer in air conditioning, sometimes they can be a little heavy. And while this wine isn't super heavy, it seems to lend itself to cooler drinking conditions. Another thing is, it's such a weird blend, the Malbec, Pinot Noir, Bernarda, that you might want to taste it first before you want to pair it, because you might need to kind of pick out flavors and match them up. I mean, it'll do just fine with the, you know, the usual, the burgers, the burritos, the tacos, the pizza, that type of thing. But if you want to get creative, you're going to want to taste it first and then try to find things. So it's got darker, it's got blueberries and blackberries and raspberries and, you know, this black cherries, and it's got a smoky thing going on, and little rough edges here, rough edges there, though it is silky. So if you're looking to pair it, but I think it pairs with a nice cool evening the best. I'll take another sip because it tastes good. These vineyards that are high up in the Andes are above the line where there's any insects, any disease. I did have an Argentine winemaker one time tell me that his number one problem is ants. There is still ants up there. Ants are everywhere. And they have to deal with the ants, but the ants don't really want the grapes, but they could mess with the vines. And it has intense sunlight. I mean, which is great, because this is a plant, and the plant just turns sunlight shine into energy for it. But then again, it has the cool evenings, very cool evenings, where basically the change in temperatures just kind of shut down the little plant engines and cool them up till the next day where it gets intense. So they get really ripe, but not too ripe, because they pick them at a certain time, so they don't get super ripe, but they get fully ripe. And this is a nice wine. I mean, I never thought of Malbec as being velvety or silky, and I know Pinot Noir can be, and Bernarda, I've had a little experience with that, but I remember it more as being a rounded, fruity wine. But this is really a good sipping wine. Got a nice nose. It's kind of smoky and with some, you know, food cooking on the grill kind of things, along with the fruit flavors and the herbs and that type of thing. Yeah, this is a nice wine. Like I said, this is a reminds me of the cooler weather, which is what we're going into. And it's a well-made wine. It doesn't get 92 points by a leading wine reviewer. When you get 92 points, it doesn't mean you're going to like it, but it means that the wine has good quality. When you're looking for wine, if you're starting out with good quality, that's more can you ask for? Well, that's it for me, Domaine Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. This is the Dona Paula Estate Blue Edition Velvet Red Blend 2021. Dona Paula is Mrs. Paula. I don't know if there is a Mrs. Paula. It's owned by a Chilean wine company. And maybe it is. The company's only like 30 years old, but like most things in Argentina. But it's very good. It's recommended. And that's it for me, Domaine Dave. Keep it cheap. Like us. We like your podcast. And I will read ups on the website too. And I'll talk to everybody in a couple of days. Adios. Bye-bye. Keep it cheap.